Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast presented to you by the Little Shaman, and that's me. Today I wanted to speak to you about narcissistic abuse, and while this mostly applies to pathological narcissists, people suffering from narcissistic personality disorder, it can also apply in many ways to other people with diagnoses that fall under the cluster B of personality disorders. Those are histrionic personality disorder, borderline personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, and antisocial personality disorder, which is also known as sociopathy or psychopathy. They are all malignant narcissists. Now, narcissists are some of the most malign people on the planet. They really are. Many other provocative types of personalities might evoke sympathy in people, such as many people do feel sorry for borderline personalities, but nobody feels sorry for the pathological narcissist. People might initially feel pity for the narcissistic personality, especially if he presents himself as a helpless victim the way that many of them do, but this is usually extremely short-lived once they get to know him, because the narcissist is so controlling, so abusive, and so hateful. It's basically impossible to feel sorry for somebody like that. It's impossible to feel pity or sympathy for a person who works that hard to consciously and purposely hurt you. It's just not possible. In fact, the narcissist seems compelled to hurt only the people who love them, which makes it even harder to feel sympathy for them. But why? Why are narcissists so abusive? That's what we're going to talk about today. There are essentially four main reasons that narcissists are abusive, and this is all malignant narcissists, but you see it very strongly in the pathological narcissist and the psychopath. First reason is that narcissists do not view people as people. This can be really hard for non-narcissistic people to understand. You might think, of course they see other people as people, how can they not? Yeah, but they don't. They know that you're a person, just like they know a dog is a dog and a lamp is a lamp. You're a person, that's what you're called. However, that's as far as it goes. Narcissists have zero emotional connection to other human beings. They don't have any more connection to you than you would have to the same lamp we were just talking about. People are viewed by narcissists as either objects to get to what the narcissist wants or as hurdles in the way of it. That's it. The pathological narcissist is unable to understand that other people have feelings, and if they do understand intellectually, it means nothing to them emotionally. Other people's feelings are considered completely and totally unimportant when compared to the narcissist's own feelings and what they want. It just doesn't really matter. This is why so many murderers are narcissists, because when somebody else is standing in the way of what they want, that person is totally expendable. This is because the part of the mind that enables humans to care and empathize with other people is either completely missing in the narcissist, or it's so dysfunctional and immature that it's completely ineffective, it doesn't work. They may feel some species of remorse much later, but it doesn't work well enough to stop them. Another part of it is that narcissists also enjoy manipulating, tricking, and fooling people. It makes them feel smart and superior to have tricked or basically fooled people into doing, saying, or acting the way that the narcissist wants them to. This is made actually especially obvious by the way they'll continuously provoke and insult someone, sometimes for hours, until the person reacts with anger, you know, as anybody would, and then the narcissist reacts to that by screaming that they're being abused. If that's pointed out, the narcissist will flat out deny that they've done anything wrong and continue to insist that they're the ones who are being mistreated. This is because they really think that they are. They believe they're being mistreated because, remember, you don't have any feelings according to them. Therefore, they can't be doing anything wrong to you. You wouldn't think you were mistreating a lamp. They don't think they're mistreating you either. The second reason is that narcissists are emotional and psychological vampires. These are people with no emotional lives of their own. They have no identities, and because of that, they endeavor to steal other people's identity through a sort of like a personality transplant. What I mean by personality transplant is that the other person is everything the narcissist feels that he's not. The other person's caring, smart, charismatic, well-liked, competent, powerful, exciting, whatever. The narcissist wants to absorb those good qualities into himself and then force the other person to carry all of the narcissist's bad qualities. He needs to control and dominate the other person in order to strip them of their good qualities and take them into himself. He needs to abuse and reduce the person in order to force them to carry all his bad qualities and relieve him of them. That's because he's a weak person who can't carry them himself. The image he projects of himself and onto his victims is nothing but lies. The narcissist has a very malformed and destructive self-image. They look in the mirror and they see garbage, an ogre, an evil person who does not even deserve to live. They resent anybody who isn't as awful as they think they themselves are. They also envy that other person and want to steal all that person's good qualities, as I just said. The only way the pathological narcissist can do this is to systematically degrade, demean, and beat the person down nonstop until they don't have those good qualities anymore. If the person is caring, the narcissist tries to convince them that they're selfish. If the person is well-liked, the narcissist works to destroy that person's reputation and continuously tell the person all the reasons people don't really like that person. If the person is smart, the narcissist works to humiliate them and try to make them look stupid. It's like a crude form of brainwashing, and it's a way to elevate themselves. If their loved one believes they're stupid, that makes the narcissist smart. If their loved one believes that they're selfish, this means the narcissist is the caring one. Of course, doing this doesn't transfer the good qualities to the narcissist as they hoped it would, but it's good enough for the narcissist to know that now nobody has the good qualities. They do this because, in a very real sense, they want to bring everybody down to their level because they feel extremely, desperately inadequate. They walk around every day unable to compete in the real world with real people. And they're unable to better themselves, so the only thing they can do is to try to bring everybody else down. Their entire self-image is based on how they compare to other people. And since they always end up failing and falling drastically short of even basic normal human standards, the only way they have to boost their self-image is to drag other people down. So, as we said, the narcissist affects the personality transplant not just by trying to steal someone's good qualities, but also by forcing that person to carry all of the narcissist's bad qualities. Now, I'm repeating this because it's really important. This is one of the main things that they're trying to do in a relationship, and this is where a lot of the abuse comes from. Because they can only achieve that by repeatedly demeaning and degrading their partner until the partner has accepted that the things the narcissist is saying are true. Once the narcissist has forced the victim to accept that the victim is a terrible, broken, and evil person, then the victim is deserving of abuse because they're terrible, broken, and evil. The victim is forced to carry all the qualities the narcissist hates about himself, and by doing so, the victim then becomes the object of the narcissist's hatred. The third reason that narcissists are so abusive is because they're looking to escape punishment themselves. See, the narcissistic personality is being assaulted and degraded too, by himself. The pathological narcissist possesses a dysfunctional superego that tears into him day and night with awful, terrible insults about himself. He gets absolutely no rest from it. Every vicious, horrible thing he's saying to you is what he actually thinks of himself. That's why he says it. He's under attack 24 hours a day. The only thing he can do to try and get any respite from it at all is to attack someone else. These things aren't really true about him. They're true about you. You are the bad one, the evil one, the broken one, the human garbage. Narcissistic personality disorder is, underneath it all, a set of malfunctioning defense mechanisms. The defense mechanisms that the child pre-narcissist needed to protect him from damage have grown into pathological thought processes and behaviors. These defense mechanisms have turned on him, and instead of protecting him, they now assault him nonstop with an endless tirade of how awful he is. At the same time, they prevent him from accepting or even hearing any criticism or taking any blame at all from other people, ensuring that he'll never be able to change. He really does think it's everybody else, and he derives actual pleasure from punishing those he thinks deserve it. That's why he does it. That's why he's never going to stop. This is why the narcissist is abusive. Not only is he looking to simply pass the punishment along, but he believes himself to be so terrible that anyone who loves him must be irretrievably flawed themselves. The narcissist cannot accept any flaws in people who care about him. Flaws render them a terrible, crushing disappointment to him. They've let him down. And since the very act of loving the narcissist in the first place convinces him that the person who loves him is hopelessly flawed, anyone who loves him is a target for his abuse just because they love him. That's very important to understand. If you care about him, you have already proven to him that something is wrong with you. And because of that, you deserve to be punished. The biggest reason that they're abusive and why they stay abusive is that narcissists are unable to change. As we can see here, it is imperative that the pathological narcissist abuse his or her loved ones, and this is not going to change. It's hardwired into their personality. It's literally interpreted by them as a life or death situation, and they believe they're acting in self-defense by abusing other people. For a narcissist to stop abusing their family members would be tantamount to emotional suicide. It would require the narcissist to admit and accept that their needs are only as important as everybody else's needs, and to do that would be the same as stating that the narcissist's needs don't matter at all. Because remember, your needs don't matter. So if their needs are equal to yours, that means their needs don't matter. To them, it's the same as being invisible. They're never gonna do it. It's impossible. For a person whose every waking thought centers around how much attention they can get from other people, this is a fate worse than death. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast with me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.